Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is
Standing BTS.
And we are together because obviously we have to be together to talk about Comeback.
Yes.
Yes.
Love Yourself Tear has been released. So what we're going to do today is we really wanted to cover the music video for Fake Love, but we just have to talk about the album.
And the whole album.
It's just going to be its own episode, and we'll talk about the music video in another episode.
Yeah, we'll do a part two.
Yes.
A fangirl music video review, but this is our album review. And guys,
This fucking album.
It's
so good. Okay.
Before we get into it,
we want to give a shout out to a girl from London named Natasha. Mm-hmm. She messaged us on Instagram, and we just want to kind of read what she said to us. So she said, "Hello, my name is Natasha from London. I am a big fan of you guys and of BTS, and I always listen to your podcast when traveling to school. I'm going through a really hard time right now, and listening to your podcast have put a smile on my face. Thank you so much. I love you." Ugh. And it's just like, that really touched us, because I can't imagine that our podcast would like help someone who's going through a hard time. Like, yeah. We're just fangirling.
I mean, because that's what like BTS is for us. You know, like, they help us when we're going through hard times or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is why we're doing this podcast, to be able to connect with people in that way. So it's just so fucking cool.
Yeah.
So Natasha,
yeah,
if you're listening, I hope you're happy.
Yeah. And you've got this new album, so it's gonna be just amazing for you.
Yeah. So let's talk about when we first listened to Fake Love. So the morning of the 18th, it was released at what, like 4 a.m. our time?
4 a.m., yeah.
So we had texted in our group chat the night before, like, okay, I know it comes out at 4 a.m. None of us are getting up at fucking 4 a.m.
No.
Like, I know there's so many people who did, but we have jobs. Like, you know,
we need the sleep.
We need sleep. So,
well, okay, my reasoning for not waking up at 4 is because I was like, I'm waking up at 6 anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can spare that 2 hours.
Right.
So when I woke up at 6, Corey was next to me. I immediately left the room. Mm-hmm. I went out into like the family room area, and I watched Fake Love for the first time and heard it all the way through for the first time. And don't hate on me. Like, the music video is amazing, and I was in love with the music video, but I wasn't totally sold on the song.
No. For me, the first time I listened to it, I didn't even leave my bed. Jordan was next to me asleep, and I was just like, I'm gonna watch this video right now.
Yeah.
The video is a lot. It was so much to try to absorb the video, and like watching it with the lyrics at the same time, so you can kind of try to figure out what the song is about. At first, I was just kind of like, this wasn't what I was expecting, and I wasn't really sure how to react to it. I wasn't sold on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So then getting more into it.
Oh yeah.
You know, like,
the more you listen to it, and when we looked into the lyrics, and it is grown on us.
Yeah.
So much. This whole album, it's amazing. It's a piece of art. The whole thing.
If you are an iARMY, you know, if you don't speak or understand Korean, you need to look up the lyrics for this album.
This album, yeah. Because, all the songs.
Yeah, all of the songs, because this album is so lyrically fucking amazing.
Yes.
Like,
complex and clever.
Yes.
Every song feeds off of one another.
Yeah.
And there's just a very common theme within all of the lyrics.
And they tell a story from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And if you only listen to how it sounds and their beautiful voices, it's great to appreciate it, but you're not getting the full thing.
Yeah.
You're only getting 10% of what it actually is, because the meaning is in the lyrics and in the words. So I think for us, our first initial reaction was we just had to get into the lyrics. I went into the family room and started watching lyric videos that people had already posted by 7 a.m. when I got up. Like,
yeah. So anyway, so with this, basically what this episode we're going to do, we're going to go through the entire album song by song, mm-hmm. and we're going to kind of just talk about the style of the song, and then we're going to talk about the lyrics and the meaning of the song.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, it's still a fangirl podcast.
We will fucking fangirl.
We are going to fangirl. We don't really know anything about music or composing or producing, but...
But we know a fuck ton about BTS.
We love BTS.
We love
and
BTS.
We can appreciate the shit out of this album.
Yes.
So let's do it.
So as far as Singularity goes, it's the first song on the album. Mm-hmm. We already did a whole episode on it, so we're not really going to touch that much on it in this.
Because, yeah, we talked about the meaning, and we talked about the style,
and the
that
video.
Like alternative R&B feel. Mm-hmm. We've already talked about that. It got its own episode. It deserved its own fucking episode. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you want to hear about Singularity and you haven't listened to our Singularité episode, go listen to that, because that will give you everything on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Overall, that song is just kind of not knowing who your true self is, or knowing who your true self is, but knowing that you're hiding it, or
you're wearing a mask.
Yeah. So then we go into Fake Love.
Fake Love. So this is like not the title song of the album, you
it's
know?
It's the hit track.
It's the hit track.
Yeah.
So really, RM fucking kills it.
He kills it. So RM throughout this entire album, he kills it. Like, mm-hmm. he gave himself lines.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? He tends to sit back a lot, mm-hmm. and let the other members shine through. But I feel like with this album, he was like, fuck it. I'm going to give myself some damn lines. Mm-hmm. He's got two verses in this song. It's so good.
Yeah. The music in this song really agrees with the lyrics and their meaning. Mm-hmm. So, like, as we get into the lyrics, we'll be able to see how the music that we hear and love, like, this song is so catchy.
It's so catchy.
Like, we hear fucking Taeyong and Jimin harmonizing. Why has that never happened before?
I don't know why that's never happened before.
It is haunting.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Their voices just together, they're so different.
Yeah.
But they just complement each other very well.
So well.
Beautiful.
I feel like the best way to describe this style of this song is dark pop. Because it's pop, it's catchy, you know, mm-hmm. but it's not super fun and like upbeat and light, uh-huh. because the lyrics are so heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and the style of the music video and just like the feel of the music, it's mm-hmm. not bubbly like you think pop, but it's
still
there.
Yeah, it's still pop. Like, you still want to dance along to mm-hmm. it, but it's not a song that you're going to jump up and down to or
no.
get super hyped from.
Yeah.
So yeah, dark pop. That's a beautifully way to say it. That's exactly it. And the lyrics and overall, like, the emotion of the song, you can tell it's very raw. It's emotional. They're angry and mm-hmm. fed up. Like, I'm sorry, but this is fake love.
Yeah. Ugh. And it's not like it was in the past. Like, in Boy in Love, they're kind of fed up with love was, like, angsty. Very, mm-hmm. very childish almost, you know, like, mm-hmm. that teenage kind of love.
Yeah.
And then this love is, like, a mature, like, a real, like, they are men and they are mad, you know, like, they're frustrated and, yeah, fed up with, like, what's going on. And that emotion really comes through in this whole song.
Definitely.
As far as lyrics or meaning, I think it's important to note that in multiple interviews so far, like the interviews that they've been doing in the States here gearing up for the BBMAs, RM talks a lot about how this track can be between a person and a person, like fake love between a person and a person, or a fake love within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's important to look at this in those two ways. I also think for the whole album, mm-hmm. looking, you know, remembering that, because
it's
applicable to a lot of different types of love.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that he said that, because how I take it, I guess really just because Singularity, I got so into the meaning of that song that I really took it as like a loving, and it's love yourself.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, when I hear the music, I really think it's a fake love within yourself.
Yeah.
Or this whole album talks about just love in general and that kind of darker side of mm-hmm. love. And so I think of it as more of a not loving yourself. RM, I'm glad that he said that it could be between someone else.
But the way that he says it, it's almost as if that is the afterthought. Like, if you want to relate it to that way, it can be from person to person, mm-hmm. which I love that he stays gender neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like their forefront message is it's between yourself.
Yeah.
It's like your inner love with yourself, which is really their whole whole message, I mean, from the beginning, you know? Yeah. I love, so one of RM's lines is, "I changed everything just for you, but I don't know me. Who are you?" Jungkook says the "just for you" and the "who are you" part.
Uh-huh.
But it's one of those things that feels like, if you're talking about love within yourself, you know, trying to change yourself to, you know, be like others or do something that you think is gonna make you happier because mm-hmm. you're changing your identity or whatever. But then you look in the mirror and you're like, "I don't know who I am. Mm-hmm. Who am I?"
Yeah.
So I love that lyric.
I love that line too, because I think how you can take it is, it's about losing who you are by mm-hmm. either changing yourself to gain the love of another person. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take it as like a love with another person, mm-hmm. it's like, you just want to be loved by that person so much. I think we've all been there where we just want to gain the love of someone else, that we change who we are. And
yeah.
you can really lose yourself
yeah.
during that time.
Yeah.
But you can also...
I've seen you do it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've done it, and I hate that I have.
Yeah.
But it's something that a lot of people have done.
I've done it with a friendship.
Yeah.
You know? And mm-hmm. it's hard not to do, and it's something that, like, as you grow up and as mm-hmm. you mature and as you're on a path to learn to love yourself,
mm-hmm.
that happens, you know, trying to change for others.
Mm-hmm. I think people can do it to themselves too. So if you're looking at like a fake love within yourself, mm-hmm. if you really don't like who you are, I can see how people have tried to change themselves mm-hmm. in a way that isn't them.
Yeah.
And they're just miserable because they're not loving their true self
yeah.
and they're putting on this fake persona
mm-hmm.
and it's a fake love.
Yeah. If you don't live your truth,
yeah.
it's just a fake love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in one of the interviews he said, "Before I die, it's my ultimate goal to love myself, truly love myself."
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like with this song, and he's really reinforced, I mean, with this whole album,
mm-hmm.
but he was talking about that specifically in reference to fake love. So I just love that because it's like, yes,
yeah.
like that's my goal too. You know, I feel
it
like
should be everyone's goal.
Everybody wants to be accepted by others, but you need to accept yourself.
You have
and
to
love
accept yourself.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm. Another line I really like is Taeyong's line. He says, "Erase myself and make you my doll." That line is just, I think, very clever. Like, it's really just showing that I am changing myself for this person
mm-hmm.
and I'm a doll, like how you would dress a doll, the
yeah.
way that how that person wants that doll to be.
Or not even a person, but maybe societal expectations.
Mm.
I'm changing
mm-hmm.
myself to fit this mold, because they talk mm-hmm. about the mold too. Like, I feel like right before that line,
uh-huh.
that they mold themselves. So that is coming in also.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much meaning.
You can take it so many different ways.
Yeah.
And I think that BTS meant to do it that way.
Yeah.
That you can make this song and relate it to you and what you're going through.
This is why their music is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I also really love Suga's line where he says, "Why are you so sad? I don't know. I don't know. Look at me. Even I gave up on myself. Even you can't understand me."
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this can relate to like depression. This
yes.
can relate to, for me, like having depression and being in a relationship with somebody, because I feel like my husband before has said, "Why are you so sad? What, you know, what can I do?" And I'm
mm-hmm.
just like, "I don't know."
Yeah, I don't know
you
why
know?
I'm sad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and when I've had times where I just feel like I feel like I'm gonna cry right now, like
mm-hmm.
completely given up on myself. How can you love somebody else
yeah.
when you give up on yourself completely and
mm-hmm.
you can't even feel like
yeah.
you can even take care of yourself, you know? So that line, like,
yeah,
really
I know that
speaks
line,
to me.
Yeah. Okay, we talked so much about just fake love. I mean, that whole song has such a great meaning
yeah.
to it. I love it as the hit track. I think it's done very well.
Oh, for sure. So let's get into The Truth Untold, featuring Steve Aoki. So he produced this song.
And he did such a good job.
Such an amazing
job. So different
job.
From Mic Drop. So different. But I mean, kudos to Steve Aoki for also being very versatile.
There's a reason why he is a living legend.
Yeah.
You know, the way that he produced this song, the build of it is the biggest part of it.
Oh, it's the biggest part. It's so good.
It makes you cry
yeah.
without even trying, because it's so, the vocal line just does a fantastic job with the
mm-hmm.
emotion in their voice, because anyone can sing a song, but you can hear their heart and soul and their
mm-hmm.
feelings put into these words.
Yeah. You don't need to know the lyrics of this song to understand the emotion that they're feeling.
No, not at
yes.
all.
Mm-hmm. They do it very well with their voices.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a vocal line song. The rappers are not in it, so it's kind of similar to like what Dimple is.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved Dimple on Love Yourself Hurt. It was one of my favorite tracks. I love vocal line songs just as much as I love like the ciphers or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I'm somebody who really loves sing song-y stuff that I can, like, sing along to or, like, vibe to.
Yeah.
And this song is that, mm-hmm. but it is also so much emotion. And the title of it, The Untold Truth, is the perfect title because that's what the lyrics talk about.
It's so good. So Taeyong starts off this song, mm-hmm. and when he sang that, man, I just, it makes me melt. It's so sweet. It's like a lullaby.
Oh my god, it is. Uh-huh. It's because they're like approaching you. Yeah. You know, that's how it feels like. They're coming to you with this untold truth. They're being so raw and sharing these feelings with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jin comes in.
Oh my gosh, Jin.
Oh.
He is such a powerhouse.
Oh my god.
He knows nothing but to just belt it. He's so good.
Taeyong comes in and then Jin just follows up in this crescendo that Jin brings in, mm-hmm. where he just easily just builds the song immediately into this swell of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. It's just so beautiful. Yes. It's so satisfying also
very satisfying.
Like it's just, yes. It's amazing.
Very well done.
Yeah. And then Park motherfucking Jimin.
Jimin! Jimin on this album in general.
Really. But after Jin's like powerhouse voice comes in and builds up the song, we have this light, you know, like soft voice on top.
Angelic.
Smile on me. Light on me. It's just so good.
We've listened to the album so much.
it's serene.
Yes.
But it's like the way that he's saying it, these words are the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has just accepted that this is how it is. This is his truth, you know? Yes. And so it's the fucking truth untold.
Yes, 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 yes. Jungkook also does these runs in this song, and he has so much beautiful control over his voice. Those runs, the part where he sings, "You know that I can't show you me, give me me."
Oh!
He does that me. Like, oh no, just yes, those runs, beautiful, beautiful.
It's so soulful, and it has so much feeling behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And just his vocal control, like I bet if you could see the track from his recording, I bet his vibrato lines would be perfect.
Oh.
Like,
mm-hmm.
symmetrical, similar, amazing, because all of their vocal control in this song, it really brings it home.
Yeah.
Because they all sound absolutely perfect.
They're just not real.
They're not real.
They're like programmed. I don't know. Just too perfect.
Yeah.
So again, like the piano and the instrumental in this song is just very beautiful. As the song goes on, kind of discreetly, instrumental gets added,
mm-hmm.
little bit by little bit. And then eventually Steve Aoki added these drums.
Oh, the drums.
And it just boom, 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 like builds. And imagine seeing this live.
Mm.
They're going to have a band on the stage and we're going to see this. It's gonna be...
And it's gonna build like that.
Mind-blowing. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yes.
Like, I love the drums, and they come in during Jin's part again, and it's like this powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So his voice, along with this building of the drums and the rest of the instrumental, is just amazing.
Yes.
Like, we'll say it again. I just love the production of the song.
It's
so well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's jump into, like, some lyrics and meaning of this song.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Jin, one lyric that I really love of his, says, "And I know all of your warmth is real. The blue flower your hand was picking, I wanted to hold it." For me, that's like if you are talking about yourself, you know that you care about yourself. You know that you love yourself. But sometimes you just can't grasp it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just can't make that connection all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Or like in a relationship, you know that somebody truly loves you and truly wants to be with you or whatever. But sometimes it feels like you can't reciprocate that.
Sometimes it's hard to believe it or truly feel that this person loves you, or that you can say, you know that you're supposed to love yourself,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not easily done.
No.
And yeah, that line, I love that. One of the lines I really, really like is, so Jungkook says, "You know that I can't show you me, give you me. I wear a mask and go to see you."
Mm-hmm.
And Jin says, "I take off this foolish mask."
Mm-hmm.
And then Jimin says, "You know that I could never do that."
Mm-hmm.
"And I must hide myself because I'm ugly." I know you want to talk about that line too. But how Jin says, "I take off this foolish mask." Like, I know that this is ridiculous, that I'm hiding myself,
yeah.
or that I'm acting a way that isn't truly me.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Jimin to say, "You know that I could never do that." Like, such a struggle.
And for that to be Jimin's line.
I know.
Because I feel like Jimin's lines in this album, seeing what we've seen in, like, Burn the Stage, from, like, his struggles and knowing what, like, the things that I know about him as, like, an avid Jimin stan.
Yeah.
I just, to hear him say, you know that I could never do that, I must hide myself because I'm ugly.
Yeah.
You know, that struggle of thinking that you're not good enough, or, like, everybody has, like, what you want to say, like, an ugly side. You know, yeah. Everybody gets frustrated, everybody mm-hmm. gets mad, everybody has their bad days. So to think that you have to hide those negative feelings away, mm-hmm. thinking that they're shameful, is something that I feel like they're addressing in this song.
Yes, yes.
Because you're allowed to have bad feelings. You're allowed to be upset.
It's human. Yeah. It's just human nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't try to be happy all the time. Yeah.
But then they sing, but I still want you.
But I still want you. It's like, with all this shit going on,
uh-huh.
and like, I know I have all this baggage, but I still love you so much.
Yeah. Whether it's loving yourself or another person.
Yes. So I'm not giving up.
Yes. It's kind of like being afraid. They're afraid to show their true self.
Or they don't know how.
But, like, I think Taeyong says fear. Like, mm-hmm. he fears it, or he's afraid of it. And I think it's, like, a fear of not having a reciprocated love.
Yeah, or, like, the fear of, if I do put this work into myself, if I do mm-hmm. work on myself, what if it still doesn't get better?
Yeah.
What if I still don't love myself, you know?
Oh, it's so good. We're gonna take forever to get through this album. Okay, so the next one is, I don't know, it's a series of numbers, so 13, 43, 40 is what I've been calling it. So these series of numbers are Pluto's new name. Once Pluto became unidentified as a planet, they changed it to a series of numbers.
R.I.P. Pluto.
Yeah. But this song, just the, like, style of it,
ooh.
Is so groovy.
You're sitting down, even if you're sitting, like, you almost mm-hmm. have to stand up.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting listening to this fucking song, mm-hmm. and we're just, like, vibing, yeah, like, vibing. Rocking back and forth,
yes.
like, snapping our fingers. It's just so good.
I get a disco feel from it.
Oh yeah,
like, definitely get a disco feel. Some like Saturday Night Fever.
Yes, I get like really early 80s vibes.
Yeah,
like especially when the chorus hits, mm-hmm. like Jimin's part, the pre-chorus. It's just,
I love that we had these separate these opinions before we even got together and talked about this song. We immediately were just like, oh, I'm like, this song is very like disco vibe to mm-hmm. me, and you were like, I think it's like early 80s.
Yeah,
so
like
we had
so just enthusiastic.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in this song, there's like a flute, and I don't know, it's some sort of woodwind instrument.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a synthesized flute or what, but it sounds like a flute to me.
We weren't in band. I don't know.
No, I don't know anything about it, but you can tell that it's some sort of woodwind instrument, and man, it sticks out.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just like adding in notes here and there, and it's very fluttery, and you can't expect it.
It's like jazzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost...
It's unpredictable.
Yeah.
It's just grooving out.
Yeah, it's very good.
Uh-huh.
It really adds to what's going on in the song.
The song.
The feel and the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Before even talking about the lyrics and meaning, Yoongi's rap in this
Rap, it kills me in this.
It's so good.
Okay, so one of my favorite raps that Yoongi does is mm-hmm. actually from Just One Day.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his deep mm-hmm. rapping, like, mm-hmm. just kind of very cool. nonchalant,
yeah.
cool. This song, man, when he says Anyo, and he has, like, an interaction with a girl,
mm-hmm.
the first part of his rap is kind of muffled, actually. And then the muffle kind of fades away, and then his pure, raw track comes through, and then he's just so, it's so sexy, his
yes.
voice is so deep,
yes.
and then he, like, for this girl to be like, Anyo, and he's like, Anyo, it just,
yeah.
ah,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
so sexy, and he's like, she asks, how are you, and he says, I've been well,
mm-hmm.
and I just love it. It's definitely become one of my favorite Yoongi raps.
It's really, really good, and I could do an entire episode on just his verses on this album,
mm-hmm.
On Namjoon's verses on like, the rap line just kills it.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes, yes.
And they are all just so much in their style
mm-hmm.
and really get to represent themselves, so I feel like this is Suga's, like, artistic-as-fuck rap style.
I think we need to say this right now. We both really think that this is their best album.
It is their best album.
I don't know what it is. Like, I really liked Love Yourself Her. Like,
loved it.
Yeah, that was our first comeback.
That was our first comeback.
Yeah, you think, like, I mean, we loved it, but mm-hmm. I didn't think, oh, it's their best album.
Already, I feel like this one is better than that one. I already
yes.
feel like I love this album more than that one.
Uh-huh.
And that's not to say, like, I've said before, my favorite album is Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2.
Yeah.
You love Boy in Love.
Boy in Love, yes.
Like, you know, that's not to say that their old music is, like, dead and gone. Like,
mm-hmm.
BTS has always had the same themes running through, the same like meanings and experience and everything.
Yeah.
But I think with their Wings tour, they had so much time and they really had to work on themselves and improve and get better.
Yeah.
Like the vocal line and the rap line, everybody was working on themselves to get better, to put on the best performances that they could.
Jin's awake. You could tell that he really improved. On Burn the Sage, we found out that he actually, a lot of the members think that he improved the most during the Wings tour.
And people think that Jimin worked the hardest on, like, you know, himself.
Taeyong and that high note in Stigma, I will never get over it. No. Like, he conquered that shit.
Yeah, his evolution from the beginning to, like, the end of the tour. Yeah. Like,
this album, I think they are all just so confident and they have really perfected their craft.
Yes.
As you would say.
Yes, I would say it that way. Because they are true artists. Mm-hmm. All seven. You know, when Bangtan first started, they were this group of seven boys, you know, but they weren't individuals. They were BTS and they were all the same style. They, you know, everyone, they weren't individualized.
Yeah.
But now the way that they are represented in each song, they are very individualized. You see each one of their parts come through. That's why they have the specific lines that they have, the specific songs that they have, because they are able to represent themselves so well.
And when they started, some of them were just like purely dancers.
Yeah.
Some of, I mean, V, he was just like, I didn't have a talent. I really, like, he is really shocked that he even got into the group.
Yeah.
But he was gonna be a rapper and J-Hope was gonna be a singer, and just to see how they have developed so much as musicians.
Yeah.
And yes, this album, they are like at their prime.
They're the best that they've ever been, because they've had all of this time to not only mature as people, but to mature and learn as artists. And
yes.
So it's just created this incredible album.
Yes.
So
okay.
That was a huge sidebar.
We had to say it.
Okay, so my last kind of feeling about the vibe of Pluto is that it feels like a poetry slam.
It does.
Right at the beginning, I can just imagine sitting in like some coffee shop with like a bass playing in the background, a light piano, you know, woodwind somewhere in the background, while RM is just like spitting out all of these raw emotions that he really is spitting so fast. Like his rap in this song, I don't know how he fits it in.
RM, he is putting his rapping on display.
And
he's proving to us that he is a rapper and he is damn good.
Yeah.
We've known this.
We've known it, but
he is just showing it. He's like, here it is.
Here it is.
He's giving it to us.
And here's all of my double meaning lyrics, and like everything is so brilliant. Genius.
I have so much appreciation for Namjoon. Like, I always have, but man, after this album, stan intellectuals.
Stan intellectuals.
But let's talk about the meaning of this song.
Yeah.
Okay, so the lyrics are amazing. Mm. I love how it says, I still revolve around you.
Mm-hmm.
You erased me. You forgot me. And I love that they called it Pluto's number, because Pluto, I mean, it still revolves around the sun. Like, it's still in our galaxy.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, Pluto, we can't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there, but it went from a planet, which is kind of like a higher status, to now a series of numbers. Mm-hmm. And no one knows the series of numbers.
No.
But this, again, they're using that meaning and they're connecting it to like a love.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of like, if someone, I don't know, if someone would like break up, I guess.
Like when you're with someone, it's like your whole world revolves around them, kind of. If you're really into the love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you break up, if that relationship, if that connection is severed with any kind of way, with a friendship, relationship with yourself, whatever, you can still look at them at a distance. You know, like I had that friend that I'm not friends with anymore, and sometimes I'll go on her Facebook and be like, what is this bitch up to? But like, you know, like you're over there, but you're this lyrics are saying like they're still revolving around this person.
Yeah.
You know, like you have forgotten about me, but I have not forgotten about you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, if you want to relate it to your self-love, like you can remember a time maybe where you felt like you were in a better place or where you loved yourself more than you do now. And so you can look back at that and you can say, I still revolve around that, you know?
Yeah. The last line I'm going to say about it is J-Hope's line. He says, I am Pluto of numbers and darkness that may be hard for you to remember, but I still revolve around you, damn.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Paradise.
Paradise.
Paradise is actually one of my favorite songs.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. This style of the song. Yeah. It's got that lo-fi feel.
Yeah.
Kind of like the intros and outros of Face Yourself.
Yes.
I get that kind of feel.
Which is what you were really hoping for.
I was really hoping for it.
Yeah.
And here it is.
And
just yes. I love this song so much. For some reason, I find it kind of sexual. I know the song and the meaning is not sexual at all, but like, it's kind of sexy to me.
The way it sounds.
Yeah, the way it sounds. I just want a body roll.
I get like a very late 90s, early 2000s pop vibe from this song. Like, it's a very straightforward lyrics. It's like, I think lyrically it's the most straightforward, but a happy sound, you know, even if the lyrics don't necessarily reflect that happiness.
Again, without even like listening to the song together, when we were listening to it on our own, you said you got that like early 2000s pop vibe. And I immediately was like, oh, this kind of sounds like a male modern day Destiny's Child. Like this, it has Destiny Child like kind
that,
of feel.
That vibe and that groove.
Which
and
is
like,
from that time period. And so, yeah, I mean, obviously they make it their own. It's very unique. And I just...
They're taking us on a journey through so many genres and eras. And
when I first listened to the album, I honestly thought that the album, like a lot of the songs sounded similar, but when you really listen to it, they're so different.
Every song is so different.
So different. And the style is so different.
Yeah, and you have to absorb it all together as one piece.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
One unit.
Yeah. So as far as the lyrics and meaning of this Song of Paradise, I think, you know, it's like, we often feel really rushed and chaotic in life, and life is short, you know, sometimes you need to slow down and take a step back.
Yeah, and I agree, I think this song is very straightforward with its lyrics and its meaning. It's basically just slow down. Slow down, stop running after something that you don't even know what you're running after.
I really love, Namjoon says, you deserve a life, whether it's big or small, you're just fine. Like, I mean, it goes along with, I want to say Yoongi's line too, to survive like this is a small dream to me, to breathe is sometimes too much to handle.
Yeah, just to be here.
Just to be living is a small dream to me, you know? Just to be here and be present and be involved in my own life. Again, it goes back to those like hard-hitting lyrics that they do, that they slip in there, like, to breathe sometimes is too much to handle. I've been there. So many people have been there. So it's just like that kind of representation in their lyrics just adds a whole other layer of amazingness, you know?
Yes. And then J-Hope says, what is the way to dream a dream? Like, not even knowing how to dream. Everyone can relate to this.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, what's your dream? What's your aspiration in life? What do you want to do? I mean, when you're 18 years old, I mean, here in the States, you have to figure out what you want to do with your life.
Yeah, you're supposed to go to college and declare a major, you know,
and then everyone gets so upset with people who go to college and then change their major like three or four times. It's like, well, how are you supposed to know what you want to do for a living? And it just goes back to No More Dream. I mean, this goes back to their freaking roots.
We say that this is their best album, but BTS is still BTS.
Oh, yeah.
From the beginning, from No More Dream, Yoongi raps that, I don't have any big dreams. I want a big house, big car, and big rings, but I don't have any big dreams. You know, he and he goes on to say, like, that's okay. You don't have to have a big dream to be happy. So those same themes are still coming through and are still so important.
Yeah, but I love J-Hope's line where it's like, oh, you want me to have a dream, but I don't even know how to dream.
Yeah.
How do I even do that? Teach me that.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Transcend it.
Yes. So,
okay.
Love Maze.
Love Maze.
Yeah. So this song, I think, Kayla, you, I don't know. I think
I
it's
love
a very,
this song.
It's a very Jimin heavy song.
It's Jimin's song. You know, this is Jimin's style.
It's his style.
It's his style. Yeah. And by that, I mean, like, it's soulful, it's sexy, and it's fun. And there's so many, and Jungkook has these too, so many beautiful little runs and like high notes. Jimin's high notes. He really, I mean, last episode when I described as the cherry on top.
Yes.
This is all we see during this whole album. Every one of his lines, he is the cherry on top, and it's like, I love that we thought to think of him in that way, because it's just beautiful, but this, he dominates this song.
Yes, he does.
So overall, I think that the upbeat, this song has a really upbeat tempo, and it gives like a more hopeful vibe.
Yes.
Which I feel like the lyrics reflect, you know? So we're kind of switching gear a little bit in the album to like a more upbeat instead of a more like dark...
Honestly, when you listen to the album, it doesn't really seem dark to me.
No.
Like, I mean, there's definitely, like, that dark pop feel from Fake Love. You definitely get that, but it's honestly more upbeat than I expected for Love Yourself Tear.
Because the true meaning that we're getting is in the lyrics.
Oh,
but they
the
still,
lyrics.
They still know how to make a fucking great album.
I know.
There's great producing and amazing singing and rapping and everything. So I love Jimin's lyric where he says, we must be together forever. And I just, I feel like he's talking about BTS, you know, they must be together forever. He said that he hopes that they can be together for a long time. I feel like he's talking about BTS and ARMY, because they always want to talk about how they're with us and we're with them, you know, they bring us wherever they go. So I just, I love that. I'm like, yes, we must be together forever.
Yeah. We have to talk about RM's line where he says, let them be them, let us be us.
Yes.
Love is a maze, damn, but you is a maze.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
So good. It's so good. And it's so true because it's so easy with like social media and whatever to get, especially like on Twitter, people can get so negative about like other groups or even in your own life, like not even related to the K-pop world, but
ARMY can be really, really negative sometimes.
Yeah.
And it pains me to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be happy about whatever BTS is doing, you know, like be supportive. Don't be mad about people not getting as many lines as you want or whatever.
Apparently people think that Taeyang doesn't have a lot of lines on this album, which I'm a huge Taeyang stan. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't even notice. Yeah. I think he has a good amount of lines.
He fucking has singularity.
He has singularity. He starts a lot of the songs and yeah.
It's just,
I'm not mad.
No, but I love that let them be them, let us be us, because it's just kind of like whatever is going on externally in whatever situation you want to apply this to, all you have to do is look within yourself and just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't give a shit about what anyone else is doing or saying or whatever.
Yeah.
Be true to who you are.
I love it. I love it.
I can't even talk about Suga's verse because I would have to talk about the entire verse.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's really, really good. It's really deep. But overall, the lyrics and the meaning of this song is just like an optimistic view about love, which like we aren't getting really in other parts of the album.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still being realistic. Mm-hmm. They're saying we all go through shit.
Uh-huh.
We all go through shit in love, in life, love with ourselves, love with other people, family, friends, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, like it will be okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay, so Magic Shop.
Oh,
okay. Let's get into this one.
Oh my gosh.
Literally right before we recorded, we went through the album one more time through, and I was on the couch, and J-Hope's part, when it came on, I cried. I actually cried, and I was pissed about it because I'm like, why am I crying right now? I hate myself.
And I teared up, but I was not full tears, but you sat there, like, with your glasses off, and you're, like, your hands, like, in your head, like, you were holding your face, like, just crying. You're like, why am I crying right now?
I hate it.
Because this song was written for ARMY.
Yes, by Jungkook.
Yes, and Namjoon.
And Namjoon, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But I feel like Jungkook went to Namjoon and was like, I want to write this song.
Yeah.
Because the way that Jungkook, you say that Jungkook is very introverted.
I think he's not very talkative. I think he has a lot of thoughts and feelings, but he doesn't express it verbally.
Yeah, the way he expresses it is through stuff like this, through things that he makes. He's an artist, you know, his Golden Closet films, and then like writing these lyrics.
But he's such a sweetheart. Like, I feel like he just doesn't outwardly show this all the time, but this is how he feels. It's just like, wow, he is such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And really, I love that he wrote this song. Like, you can tell that he meant this.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
This song is very inspirational. I picture it's like very light and pretty, and the instrumental just makes you feel like you're in a movie.
Yes.
It's as if you're walking through an open field after a really difficult day, but as you're walking through this field, it's like you found a solution to something that's been troubling you, or that you finally can understand or accept something that has happened in your life.
Yeah, it's like a aha kind of moment, a kind of a moment of like peace and understanding of what's going on and like away from all of the craziness that can happen. And I can imagine this field, like tall grass, and there's like trees and flowers and like blue sky and like a soft breeze, just like a perfect day where it feels like everything that you're worrying about is kind of melting away.
Yeah.
And that's what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the lyrics say, you know?
You kind of said that it's like a climax of a movie.
Yeah, it's like, it feels like the climax song in like a musical, like where like the main characters, like suddenly they're figuring it all out, you know? And
or they're like going to turn themselves around for the better, or things like that.
Yeah, it's a turning point. And so
very inspirational.
We felt like when I said that this was like the climax of like a musical or something, you said it's like the climax of the album.
It is the climax
of the
album. It's the
climax of the album.
It is the climax of the album.
It's the high point.
We drastically change after this song.
Yeah.
And it's definitely the climax.
It's the high point because we go from, we build up singularity, fake love, we build into Truth Untold, we get a little happier with Paradise, you know, and then this really brings that all together, and then it's like the turning point. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Okay, so, but Jimin and Jin.
Oh my god.
Singing Magic Shop.
The magic shot. Yeah, it's so good.
It's so good.
Like, I cannot wait to hear it live because I need to hear Jin just hold that note for like 30 seconds.
He's gonna just hold it. Like, let it just lie in the air forever.
You know how we're always like, why weren't we in Chicago? Because we could have seen Awake live. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like we get to see that beautiful, like, just powerhouse voice. Mm-hmm. Those belting out notes that nobody can match Jin when mm-hmm. he does that.
Yeah, I just can't wait to see it live.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
Amazing.
So, J-Hope's part makes me want to curl up inside a hug that he is, like, giving us. Like,
oh my gosh.
He's, like, hugging us with his voice.
Yes.
It is so soft. Like, it just...
It's inviting and it feels healing, mm-hmm. you know?
It's very healing.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's hugging us with his voice. Mm-hmm. It's the best way to put it. Like, I feel like he is physically hugging me and just embracing me.
I
feel like he is just singing this into my ear.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And again, that's the part that made me cry. Mm-hmm. I think J-Hope is so healing. That's mm-hmm. a really good way to put it. He's just so caring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is our hope and our angel.
He really is.
I just love, and this is a recurring theme in this album that we haven't talked about yet, but in this song, they sing in unison.
Yes.
They sing, so show me.
I'll show you.
And first of all, in the concert, this is going to be amazing.
Call and response.
Call and response.
Call and response.
They're going to say, so show me. And they're going to hold out their microphones and we're all going to be like, I'll show you. We're going to all cry.
Going to have our army bombs.
But this singing in unison, mm-hmm. they have never done this before.
No. I mean, if they
on
have,
any
it's
album,
been very small.
I mean, I feel like we have listened to all of their albums and nothing sticks out to
it
me that I can
out,
remember
yeah. mm-hmm.
of them, all seven of them, singing the same lyrics, the same notes, too. They're not mm-hmm. harmonizing. They're mm-hmm. singing the same melody all together. And they do this on multiple songs.
Multiple tracks.
Like four or five of them
yeah,
on this album.
Where they
and
sing in unison.
What mm-hmm. it does, it creates this effect of, this is us. This is our message. This is what we collectively as BTS are putting out into the world. And it is so fucking powerful.
It's very powerful.
So the lyrics and the meaning of this song, we talked about that Jungkook wrote this for ARMY.
Uh-huh.
So this is like giving ARMY a safe place where they can go in times of trouble, and like the magic shop can be where we can find like healing or
yeah.
help
and
or
the,
whatever.
Yeah, and the lyrics actually make you visualize this.
Yeah.
The lyrics actually say like there's like a window and like mm-hmm. just this is a place for you to go mm-hmm. and for you in times of trouble. Mm-hmm. It's like that we have this safe place in our minds, like they really take you there.
Mm-hmm.
So that whenever you really are in a time of trouble, you can actually visualize this.
Mm-hmm. I love Jungkook. There's so many lines that I love. I'm really gonna talk a lot, but
yeah.
Jungkook says, I won't tell you to cheer up, but I'll tell you my story, which I love that line because nothing is worse than when you are upset about something or mm-hmm. hurt over something or whatever, and like you're trying to talk to somebody and they don't actually listen to you or help address your issue. They're just like, aw, well, like, cheer up. It'll be okay. Like,
yeah.
that doesn't help.
No.
But he's like, I'll tell you my story. I'll tell you I've been through the same shit. I'm relating to you, and I came out on the other side. And I'm okay, so mm-hmm. you're gonna be okay. That, just that one simple, it's so short, that lyric, but it's giving so much support.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I love it. And can we just talk about the freaking chorus?
Yes.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we know, you already bought the album. I have
yeah.
not been able to go to Target and buy the physical album, but you were flipping through the book, and you see that Jungkook was responsible for a lot of the choruses
Jungkook,
on this album.
Yes. So if you end up buying the album and you flip through the book, in the back it'll tell you like who produced it and all this, you know, all
mm-hmm.
this stuff, and Jungkook is on there repeatedly
mm-hmm.
and it really, I mean, under chorus it almost will always say Jungkook for
and
almost
somebody
every
else.
Song
yeah
yeah but for almost every song
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like, wow, this is amazing, because I know Jungkook really wants to be a part of the producing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This album is fantastic, so
yeah.
he must be contributing a really good amount, and he's bringing a new feel to
yeah.
the producing.
And the fact that he wrote this song, he was the majority writer for the song.
Uh-huh.
this chorus is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so at the beginning, the pre-chorus is like Jin and Jimin. And Jin says, on days where I hate myself for being me, on days where I want to disappear forever. And then Jimin mm-hmm. says, let's make a door. It's mm-hmm. in your heart. Open the door and this place will await. Magic shop. Mm-hmm. That's when they go, magic shop. Like,
yes.
It's like there is that place inside of you that you were talking about that you can always go to.
They've set this scenery for you that you can actually visualize and that you feel that you could actually go there. It's not an actual place, but they're making it feel like it is and that you can really be like uplifted.
They're saying you can find it inside yourself.
Yes.
When you feel like you can't go on and you cannot do anything, on days where you hate yourself and want to disappear, mm-hmm. you still have it within yourself to be okay and to come out on the other side.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so and going, how many fucking chills do I have right now?
But going off of that, the line that I also really, really love and you really, really love mm-hmm. is, you gave me the best of me, so you'll give you the best of you.
Oh my
God. It's not I will give the best to you.
Yeah.
It's you will give the best of you. It's kind of saying, like, if you can love me as much as you have, like, how mm-hmm. much love ARMY has given for BTS and making them feel like the best of themselves. They're not saying we're gonna give it back to you. They're mm-hmm. saying if you're capable of loving us like this, you're capable of loving you like this.
Yeah. If you can love seven boys from Korea so far away from you, mm-hmm. we love them unconditionally.
Yes.
They could do anything and we will love and support them forever. If you can do that, you can love yourself, mm-hmm. you know? It's within you to be able to do it, even if you feel like you can't. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I
you
love that part.
You can give yourself the best of you.
You can. Mm-hmm. Fucking love it.
I know, it's genius.
So good.
Genius.
And it's
we're
so,
just throwing our hands in the air.
Again, going back to just Jungkook being so heartfelt, and I feel like all the members will say, we do not deserve that. You know, like, mm-hmm. ARMY loves us so much, and so they just want us to feel that love, too, for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good, you guys.
Yes.
It's going to be so emotional at the concert when they perform
definitely.
This song.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Show me. I'll show you. Okay, so let's get into Airplane Part 2.
Oh, my God. Airplane Part 2.
When I first heard the song, I have to talk about it. It comes after Magic Shop.
Yeah.
And I was, like, in the bathroom getting ready. It's, like, 6:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. whatever. And I'm just getting ready. And, like, I was like, oh, that song was so beautiful. I'm so inspired. And then all of a sudden, this song comes on, Airplane Part 2. And I didn't even look at this song. I was just, like, getting ready. So I didn't even know what song was playing.
Or what it was called.
That
was Airplane Part 2.
And then I just hear this, like, very Latin feel.
Salsa vibe.
Yeah. I was like, what? I literally grabbed my phone. I, like, went out. Corey's, like, laying in bed, trying to sleep. I'm like, do you hear this shit? What is this? What is this? And Corey's like, I don't know, babe. I don't know. Like, I'm like, well, like, this is so different. And so, yeah, this has that salsa kind of feel. But then as the song went on, you hear J-Hope's.
Fucking J-Hope's verse.
Airplane, yes. Airplane Part 1.
So I feel like when,
I flipped out.
When Hope World was released, and we saw on the track list, Airplane Part 1. Mm-hmm. Everybody freaked out. They were like, are we getting another J-Hope album? Because does he already have Airplane Part 2 out planned? Mm-hmm. Nobody thought it would be a full-on BTS song, uh-huh. Airplane Part 2. So we said our initial reaction to the album was we kind of, like, the songs at first, we kind of didn't get it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we were kind of waiting to be, like, amazed by it, you know?
Yeah.
For me, when I heard J-Hope's verse in this song, I flipped out. And to me, that's what tied it all together with their old music, mm-hmm. the music they've put out in the past. And I was like, oh, yes, this is still BTS. This is just fucking mm-hmm. amazing BTS, you know, next level.
Absolutely.
BTS.
Yeah. And the thing about it is in Airplane Part 1, we hear BTS chant, airplane, airplane.
Yes.
And we thought that he added that, and this could be true, that he wanted BTS to be a part of it because the song really does. He's talking about his success with his other members. Mm-hmm. He's not just talking about his success. Mm-hmm. He's talking about his success with the other members. So he wanted them to be on it. And so they just are very slightly airplane, airplane. But little did we know that they would do an Airplane Part 2 all together.
Yeah.
And just how they were able to fit his verse from Airplane Part 1 and fit it and speed it up into this Airplane
and
Part 2.
And he was still able to execute it perfectly.
I know. I mean, it's going to be so good live.
It doesn't sound out of place at all. Mm-mm. It goes along with the song amazingly.
Yes.
And it just ties it all together. Yeah. And I truly believe that we'll get a music video
for
this song.
We need a music video.
You know, it is.
We need a music video.
It's next to impossible to even find. There's one lyric video on YouTube for this song. And I think the only reason why it's still up is because it plays like an airplane flying sound for like the first fucking 40 seconds of the.
Like, this person was clever. Like,
yeah, they were like, let me put this airplane sound for a long time at the beginning so this video doesn't get taken down. But Big Hit has taken down all of the airplane videos.
It's very suspicious.
And we already have an airplane music video from J-Hope's mixtape.
Hope World.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So last album we had DNA and Might Drop for videos. I feel like Airplane Part 2 is going to be a video.
This song sticks out.
Yeah.
This song really sticks out on the album. And it's like, yeah, I'm convinced we'll get a music video. And if we don't, I'm going to be livid.
Pissed.
But seriously, like, I just want to be in Mexico with BTS, drinking margaritas on a beach. Salsa dancing. In the heat, sweating on each other.
Touch my lower back and bring me closer to you.
Yes. That is what I want. A girl can dream.
Let's get into the lyrics and meaning of this song.
Yes.
So this song is like, you know, just like Airplane Part 1, where they're talking about traveling all around the world. So they like talk about going from Hong Kong to Italy and like Paris, New York, like all over the world.
New Mexico.
Yeah. They're, you know, so they're grateful for this, but because this album is Love Yourself Tear, and it's showing kind of that underside of all the positivity, that there's always bad stuff going on too, right? There's always struggle. And so the verses, not really the chorus, but the verses are kind of telling the hard parts of their come up, you know, of how hard they've worked to get to this place.
Yeah.
And Jimin says, "It's not easy. Failure and frustration. Words that someone gave me after calling me. Exhausted to stop." You know, we've seen him burn the stage a lot, Jimin's failure and frustration with that failure, and I'm sure all the members have gone through all of that same thing multiple times throughout all of, you know, all of their years that they've been working and performing. You know,
it can't be easy. We know that it can't be easy for
them. It's so hard.
Yeah.
And people telling them that they're not good enough or that they should just stop or quit all the time. Uh-huh. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, so
I don't think I could mentally handle that at all.
So
I can't imagine. Just being famous is really hard in itself, but to have to always be putting out music and traveling and the physical demand of having to do the choreography, they've had to have had so many hardships.
Yeah.
And like, yes, Airplane Part 1 is really talking about like the success, like I'm drinking my champagne in this airplane, but with the success comes all these hardships.
Yeah.
And I think that is what Love Yourself Tear is talking about. Like, love is not this beautiful, idealistic thing that we think it is. There is always this dark side to love.
Yeah.
Like, love is not perfect. Love is not just, because in movies and things, like, we see love as this beautiful.
That everybody is chasing
after.
Yeah,
it's just like flowers and rainbows. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not. There is.
Doesn't solve everything.
No.
It's great. You should love yourself. But with love, such a beautiful thing, there is always going to be that underside to it.
Yeah. And I love how they're bringing this into Airplane Part
2. It's so good.
Like, it's talking about not just their amazing success, it's talking about the hardships that come with it.
Yeah, and it was fucking hard to get to where they are today, and it's still hard,
you
know? Namjoon says, "One day it works out well, then the next I'm completely screwed. Who should I live as today, Kim Namjoon or RM?" And then he goes on to say, "So today as well, we'll just go." So they're just, like, rolling with the punches. Mm-hmm. So no matter what the days throw at them, they just have to kind of accept it and move on and you know, am I living as a normal person today or as like a famous person? That just goes along with
it
everything that you
hard.
Were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also, before we move on, I want to talk about the El Mariachi meaning.
Yeah.
So they say, like, wherever we go, it's a party. And then they say, El Mariachi.
El Mariachi.
It's so good.
El Mariachi. Yeah.
And in Mexican culture, mariachi is, like, always there for the party and a celebration. And obviously they can be at, like, any type of event, but it's a huge band and singers and loud music and just, like, here to bring kind of, like, joy.
Uh-huh. So like a celebration.
Yeah. So I think BTS is kind of calling themselves mariachi, where they're like, we're traveling and we're trying to bring this kind of feeling to everybody all around the world.
Yes.
So let's get into fucking Anpan Man.
Oh! This is such a fun song. Such a fun song. It's definitely hype. I think it is like the new 21st century girl.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes.
They're going, I cannot wait to see this live
it's
because
they're
going to have so much fun.
They're going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely a goofy song.
Yeah.
And Pen Man is like a Japanese picture book series.
Yeah, like a comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really popular, but it's this like kind of a superhero that is a superhero you wouldn't expect to be.
Mm.
Like it's not like muscle and like Batman, like real badass. Like he's this bean jam filled pastry. Like his head is
soft.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like an underdog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a Harry Potter or a, you know, like a, yeah, but yeah. still this superhero. But
yeah.
So BTS is kind of saying that this is the kind of superhero that they see themselves as.
Yeah. Like J-Hope is like, I don't have muscles or a Batmobile, but
yeah. We're kind of getting into the meaning of the
yeah,
song.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Okay. So when I first heard this song,
mm-hmm.
V starts it off and I just, you can hear him sing throughout the song. He's
oh my
got
God.
That like,
waiting for you, I'm bummer.
I was like, yes,
it's so
boy.
Good.
I was like, yes, get it. Like, I love V.
Why does it sound like he's like in a tunnel?
Uh-huh.
You know, like it's so good.
Yeah. He is definitely hyping us throughout the entire
mm-hmm.
song. He comes in repeatedly throughout the song. And when I first heard it, I was like, he kind of sounds like this, not reggae, but kind of like this
mm-hmm.
groovy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I love it so much.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. It's so good.
He's going to have so much fun
mm-hmm.
at the concert,
mm-hmm.
like doing this live.
It's
he's
like,
going to have so much fun.
It's like he's calling out to anybody, anywhere.
Yeah.
Where is Anpam Man?
Uh-huh.
Come here.
Mm-hmm.
I love this song. It's super fun. Like you said, 21st century girl vibes.
Uh-huh.
So it's like those same kind of like cocky vibe, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, it makes it super fun. And anytime
mm-hmm.
that we get to see like cocky BTS,
uh-huh.
where we know that they're just going to have a great time performing this song on stage.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. I also love there's a whistle blowing
oh my God,
in the background.
Whistle.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like a sport whistle
mm-hmm.
or like the... Like,
I don't know why, but it hypes the song
it
up so
it.
Much.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I just feel like I need J-Hope on stage blowing the whistle the whole time.
Oh my
like,
gosh, it'd be so fun.
Yeah.
This is how I picture this song.
Mm. Oh, also I want to say I love the auto-tune on Yugi's voice in this song.
Yes.
There's a couple different songs on this album where he auto-tunes his voice. It's done so tastefully. It's
yes.
not too much. But it just sounds so fucking good and
mm-hmm.
so cool. And it just adds to his individual style.
Oh,
yes. It's so cool.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's get into like lyrics
also,
and me.
But,
oh, yeah.
But Jungkook at the bridge.
Oh my God,
Jungkook
at
the bridge. Yes. You can't forget that. You gotta bring it up. It is so different from the whole song.
Oh no, it changes it.
It changes it, yeah. And he sounds so good.
So groovy, so
mm-hmm.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see how he ends up doing that part. And I think Jimin might be in it a little bit. I'm
yeah.
not sure.
I mean, he's, and a lot of times in the bridge parts of songs, he's kind of floating back there in the background with
yeah,
his
yeah,
little
yeah.
notes.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as lyrics go, I love Suga and J-Hope say this in unison, which is amazing. I'm not a superhero. Don't expect a lot. I can be your hero. I'm not really sure that makes sense, but mom, I really need to do it. Who else is going to do it? You can call me Anpan.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like, it's... You know, they're stepping into this. They did not expect to ever get this big and to
no.
ever surmass this huge following
mm-hmm.
and to have this platform. This line to me is, okay, I have this platform, so I'm going to use it for good.
That's exactly what it's saying.
Chills!
She actually has chills. I'm feeling them with my hands right now.
All the way up and down my arms. Like.
Yeah, but they did not expect to be kind of like this figure that people look up to.
No.
But they're realizing that if we're going to be this big, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm
yeah.
going to use my platform and I'm gonna be a superhero to people.
That's what they do with their UNICEF Love Myself campaign.
Mm-hmm.
They're changing
yeah.
the world.
Yeah.
You know?
RM being like outspoken about gay rights and yes.
Yes. You know, being true activists with
yeah.
their platform is something that's so important
uh-huh.
and that's they
and
care
Yoongi,
about it.
Yeah, and Yoongi talking about mental health
and other kind of gay rights and stuff like that is
mm-hmm.
just like these are important issues
mm-hmm.
that should be addressed universally across
yeah.
the globe.
Uh-huh.
That everybody struggles
yeah.
with.
Or
you
even
know?
Just their message with Love Yourself Tier.
Just
their message with loving yourself.
Yes.
Superheroes.
I can be a superhero.
Yeah.
And but then they say, keep balling,
ballin', still Bangtan.
I love it because they fucking are still Bangtan.
Yeah, like, okay.
They're still the No More Dream
yeah.
babies from 2013,
yeah.
from debut.
Even though they're like at the top of their game right now, they're performing at Billboard and they're still like, yeah, okay, we're doing all these great things or we're very successful, but we're still... Bangtan.
We are
keep
still
balls and balls, still a Bangtan.
Fuck
yes.
Fuck yes. Should we get into So What?
Let's get into So What.
So at first, we didn't have much to say about So What.
I don't think it's our style.
No, I don't think that it's that. I think that it's wedged between Anpan Man and the fucking outro.
The outro!
And the outro is so good.
So good.
So it's easy to kind of glaze over this song. Mm-hmm. But this song needs its own moment because as we got more into it, we're like, this is really fucking good.
Yeah.
And last night, we were like...
Yes. When we listened to it, we went out last night and, like, partied and drank and whatnot. But, like, before we went out, this was one of the last songs we listened to. We were kind of like, this is definitely a party song.
Yeah, like, but we were like, I don't know what to talk about it, but yeah. I do know that I want to be drunk on the dance floor, mm-hmm. just, like, singing the chorus, uh-huh. you know?
But when we were out, we had listened to the album so many times, mm-hmm. but when we were out, what song were we singing?
So What.
So What. It was stuck in our head.
It's
and we're like, I guess we love it.
It's so ravey. Uh-huh. It, like, gives you club vibes, and it's super catchy. The repetitive chorus and the hook, mm-hmm. so catchy, and it gives this carefree feeling where you just feel like you could let go and let loose.
Which is the meaning of the song.
Totally.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They're
at
so
how they
fucking
did it.
Good.
Yeah, they definitely make the song sound and reflect what the lyrics are saying.
Yes.
Oh, they are very good.
So
just all the praise in the world to BTS.
Forever. J-Hope says, in the middle of the road, in the moment you want to give up, shout out louder. And I just mm-hmm. love that. Again, mm-hmm. going back to that same theme of when you feel like you're going to give up, there is still something inside of you and you need to just keep fighting.
Yeah.
Just like BTS says all the time, fighting. Like, mm-hmm. just keep going because mm-hmm. you can, there's that strength within you, inside you. It's just.
Absolutely.
So amazing. Oh, and then
You love this line.
I love this line. I have to talk. Jungkook says, worries without answers don't fall into those. So, like, we tend to worry about politics, about social issues, about what's going on in the world, about what's going on in our lives.
What you're going to wear for the day?
Stuff. Yeah. Mm. So Jungkook is saying, all those things that you don't have an answer for, you cannot solve, don't mm-hmm. worry about it, yeah. you know? Like,
worrying is not productive.
No.
It doesn't do anything.
Unless you have a solution and a plan, that worry is not productive and it's just taking up space in your mind and your heart and stressing you.
Yeah, it's just stressing you out.
Yeah.
And it's something that you can control. Like, you can choose to not worry.
Yes.
Sometimes it is out of your control, like, you can't help but to worry, mm-hmm. but worrying doesn't do anything. It's not productive. And I do love that line. Mm-hmm. Worries without answers. Don't fall into those. Yeah. Don't do it.
And then Jimin says, let's cut through the wind while laughing and chatting. We're in that field from Magic Shop, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes run like a fool with mistakes and tears. We just let go. Again, whole meaning of the song.
So what? Do. Yes. Just let go.
Yes.
Like, you just want to be drunk on the dance floor and forgetting everything about your day and just not worry and just
all your stressors.
What? Yeah.
Let them go. Don't let them weigh down on you because that's how you will just be so negative and upset. And if you're letting yourself be stressed out about little things like that, how can you work on yourself and love yourself?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. All
right. Let's get to outro tier.
Oh,
this
my God.
Is the new cipher. I have to bring it up because I saw it on Twitter and someone said that they actually, this is Cipher 5,
yeah.
but that they changed the name that so Taeyang would not feature on it and that he would not know about it. Like, poor baby. Poor Taeyang-y.
I think really because the way that they set up the Love Yourself albums where they have the vocal line track for both of these albums so far and then they have the rap line track, which is the outro. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I could go along with that it's kind of like taken the place of Cipher. I don't know if we'll ever get another Cipher.
Who knows?
You know?
Yeah.
I downloaded the album on Apple Music because I have Apple Music and then I bought the album on iTunes uh-huh. hoping that I could find like
a hidden track.
Apparently there's a hidden track but I have not been able to find it or find anything about it online.
Uh-uh,
even
either.
Though Namjoon tweeted that thing that said track 5 out of 12 and there's 11 tracks on the album.
I don't understand. Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
Who knows? We'll never know. So this song.
Oh my God.
Goodness. It's angry.
Yeah.
I love how we kind of distinguish that this is more mature. This album is more mature. It's not angsty like School Love Affair and things like that. This is angry and
frustrated.
Yeah.
And valid. It's not a childish anger or frustration. Mm-hmm. It is, I've thought about this and this is how how I feel.
Mm-hmm. And it's stronger emotions.
Yeah.
Not to say that being angsty isn't a strong emotion, but it's kind of childish.
Yeah.
This is like, I am angry with reason.
All three rappers articulate very well their very specific feelings about these situations, yes. You know? And I love the style of this song because we finally get to hear that promo music that they play in the Love Yourself highlight reels.
Yeah.
Remember when they put those out and then they released Love Yourself Her and didn't talk about those reels at all?
It was so confusing.
So confusing.
So confusing.
They planned this shit from the beginning because now they're rapping. They were like, let me just take the music that we put in the highlight reels. Uh-huh. Let's rap over it.
Yeah. They've been working on this album
forever. They probably have the next two halfway done already.
Probably. How do they do it?
At least the storyline.
Yeah,
you know?
But how do they do it? But yeah, this song. So I really, really love the autotune on Yoongi's
voice. Yes.
Talk about tasteful autotune.
It is American trap vibes.
Yes, absolutely.
Like that, the really popular style of rap right now in the United States is like that trap music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we get from this style. Mm-hmm. So it's very good. Mm-hmm. And it's like super cool and super relevant, yeah. You know, in culture right now.
Mm-hmm. Again, so RM for me on this album, I think, I don't want to say he rediscovered his rapping, but it's kind of like he's been doing a lot of behind the stage mm-hmm. work and he's been producing a lot of these songs. He's been writing the lyrics. He's been working really, really hard. And I think for this album, I really truthfully believe, this is my own opinion, but I feel that he was like, I'm going to go back to just being a badass rapper. And he does that in this, throughout this entire yeah. album. And in this, oh, how he starts off the song.
Old BTS, RM used to carry the songs.
Mm-hmm.
He used to carry the rap line. And so I feel like he is very present in this, but I also feel like he's so present because he really connects with the whole theme and meaning yeah. of this album.
Yeah.
And as like the spokesperson really for when they come to the States and they do these interviews, you can see how much that shines through.
Oh yeah.
So just like a little bit about the lyrics of this song. I love J-Hope and RM repeats this later. He says, we talked about forever, but we destroy each other mercilessly. And okay, so they're saying we, so we're talking about like a relationship. So if you're in a relationship with somebody and you've talked about forever and you're talking about having a future with them, but then it's kind of like emotionally abusive or something like that, where you just break each other down, you're not good for each other, you
yeah.
know? It's that very real thing that happens in friendships, in romantic relationships,
mm-hmm.
with family members, you know, with your parents or whatever. So seeing them address that in the outro to wrap yeah. this album up, mm-hmm. amazing.
Or that something like that is love, that mm-hmm. comes off as love, it can go bad. It can
yeah.
spoil.
Yeah.
And I love that they're addressing that because it's something that happens. It's hard to find the love of your life.
It's not always permanent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, Yoongi.
Fucking Yoongi says, come and kill me without hesitation.
Damn.
Goddamn.
And he says it so like he means it.
And he says, burn it so as not to even leave ashes behind. This is the real you and this is the real me. Now I've seen the end and I have no resentment left. This is like the end of a relationship where you're just like, we have no common ground anymore.
Uh-huh.
I have seen who you are truly. Now you see who I am truly. It can't work, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm. Burn it.
Burn it.
So it has to not even leave ashes behind. Like, don't just burn. Fucking burn it.
Yeah. So destructive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the steps above like burning bridges, uh-huh. you know? And then RM says, we were going toward the same place, but this place becomes our last. So again, that finality, that end mm-hmm. of a relationship, that cutoff.
Yeah. Like, we started this together, but we're ending this together too. Mm-hmm. Like, where we start and where we end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then J-Hope. He says, I wish I hadn't cried. I wish I hadn't torn myself. You're my beginning and my end. And so then I feel like this is the part in the outro where we can relate it to that love within yourself.
Or you can relate it again to a love again, with another person. Because
yeah.
for me, with this line, I think of love with another person. Because mm-hmm. I look back at relationships mm-hmm. that I'm like, I wish I hadn't cried. I wish I hadn't let them affect me like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I deserve better. And I know that I deserve better. And I wish that I had not even given them my tears.
Yeah. Because it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
And
I wish I hadn't cried. I wish I hadn't torn myself.
And to me, the torn yourself is like, again, changing yourself or disparaging your own desires mm-hmm. or your own self so that you can be with this other
yeah,
person.
Yeah, or like bending over backwards for this other person.
Yes.
I hate that I did that. I did
me
that
too.
So many times.
I did too.
Like, really just putting way more effort into a relationship that someone was not giving back.
No.
But I was just bending over backwards to try to make it work. And I regret it.
Yeah.
And I wish I hadn't torn myself
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm. For me, I did that with a friendship, and I, for months, I was miserable, absolutely miserable, and I, every single day, I wanted out of the situation, but I kept trying. I kept working on the relationship and the friendship because I was like, this is my friend, you know? You have to know when to let go.
You have to go through something like this, I feel, to really be in love.
Yeah.
In a good love.
Yeah. To know how to love yourself and love the person that you want to be with. And
this is why they made this album.
This is why they made this album.
They know that this is a part of life and that this is a part of love. And to be in love and to find love, you have to go through this.
Yes. And you can't ignore it.
It's a painful process. Yeah. But you can't ignore it. Yeah.
It happens. It's just...
They're just the best. Oh. Stressed. Okay, this episode.
So, I mean, really, what we have to say about this whole album... How did we go from singularity to so what?
I know.
To outro tier.
So drastically different. I mean, it takes you on a journey.
A journey, a message, a story the whole time.
The whole
with
time.
With these amazing themes, and we are blown away.
I do think that this might have become our favorite album.
This might be my favorite album.
This might be my favorite album,
too. You cannot deny that they are on the top of their game, and they are the best they have ever been just purely because of the time that they've been able to devote to their own personal development.
Yeah.
And they are not just a group of seven boys. They are fucking individuals. They have this message to put out as a unit, but each one of them displays their own personal feelings and emotions and everything so, so well in each one of these songs.
Legends.
Kings.
Oh my gosh, we have to tell our listeners.
Oh my god.
When we go to the concert, we are going to bring crowns.
Like, really? Because we have general admission and we are going to line up at the fucking venue at like 6 in the morning. So we will be at the beginning of the line because we have to get the best spots on the floor, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because we're on the floor, we can't be in the back of the section on the floor.
We are going to...
We're short.
Yeah, we're going to get a little nasty probably, but we need to be up front.
No, we'll make friends with everybody.
I am 5'2". Okay, I cannot see shit if I'm in the back.
No.
Sorry.
And I'm not...
I gotta be up front.
I'm not Jungkook, so you cannot get on my shoulders. That's not happening. But so we're planning on being, like, right in the front, so at some point they're going to be so close to us, and we want to have crowns.
But for the outro, the rap line coming out, I just want to... hold this crown out
Kings.
To them. Kings!
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 Please! Oh my gosh.
Put this on your head.
So, anyways, that is our album review.
For Love Yourself Tier.
Love Yourself Tier. And we loved it.
This was a long episode, but man...
Part two is coming.
Yeah. I mean, we still got all the music video and the teasers and man.
Yeah.
The theories.
Oh my god, the fucking theories.
It's all over my head.
Okay, so if you liked this episode and if you've liked any of our other episodes, first of all, thank you for being here. We're glad that you love it. We fucking love doing this.
We love it so much.
So, you know, if you loved it and you haven't yet, we would super appreciate if you went over to iTunes and left us a review on iTunes. Once we get to 100 reviews, we're going to do a Taekook ship episode.
Woohoo! So, it's actually coming up quick.
Yeah. And if you want to reach out to us, you can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us and talk to us on Twitter at standingbtspod. And you can follow our fangirl Instagram account at sugarfreecookiejams and find all of that in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.